Milo's Money Days are here, and we're making it rain for rewards members. For the first time ever, when you make a purchase of $200 or more through July 12th, you'll get up to $30 back in extra Milo's money. Not a member yet? Join for free today, because members get more at Lowe's. Milo's Money Award varies based on status. Members in gold get 30, silver get 20, and bronze get 10. Milo's Money valid for 30 days. Restrictions and more terms at Lowe's.com/Milo's Money Days.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever?
Coming crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero Vinyl Plank Flooring. It provides a genuine, weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active households. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hear a lot about DNA technology and how accurate it is. It's, you know, pretty much black and white, and when done correctly, where like you have like 1 in 1 million chances of something being other than what the DNA profile says it is. And there's all different types of DNA, and we can talk about that another time, or you can listen to the interviews we've had with Dan Crane before. Just look those up on the show. He's our DNA know-it-all guy. But listen to this. The integrity of DNA testing in Colorado has been called into question following revelations of misconduct by a longtime Colorado Bureau of Investigation scientist, Yvonne Missy Woods, a 29-year-old CBI employee, retired under duress late last year amid allegations of cutting corners and tampering with DNA testing procedures.
Hey, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I have a legal person, not going to out them, in my midst on a daily basis. When I told him about this story, the look on his face, he didn't have to say anything. He just went, "Oh."
Yeah.
It ain't good.
This is, this is going to call into question a lot of cases. According to the agency's internal investigation, Woods omitted critical information from criminal justice records and manipulated DNA test results by altering, deleting, or omitting data. The misconduct has raised significant concerns about the reliability of her work, prompting the CBI to take decisive action in addressing the issue. The discovery of Missy Woods' misconduct has put all of her work in question, stated CBI officials in a news release. While the review did not uncover evidence of falsified DNA matches, it revealed significant deviations from standard testing protocols and a failure to adhere to quality control measures. To rectify the situation, the CBI has requested $7.5 million from state legislators. The funding will be allocated towards retesting approximately 3,000 DNA samples through a third-party laboratory and compensating individuals who may have been wrongly convicted due to Woods' compromised work. So far, the agency has identified problems in 652 of Woods' cases, spanning from 2008 to 2023.
Now, the last I heard, it was 75. So now they're calling it 652 cases.
That's a lot of cases.
Oh my God.
Okay. Here's okay. I got a question though. Okay. Cases. Okay. These are cases that span from those time periods. It doesn't mean she's been working for them since 2008. She'd have been a child because she's 29 years old. So whatever the time window was that she was working there, whether it 1 year, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, it's cases that took place or there was testing that was done on cases from those windows of time.
From like 2008, yep. Like they tapped back into it, yep. And she worked on it.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right, because that was 15 years ago, so she'd be 14.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. She's not 29 years old. She was a 29-year.
Oh, my bad.
Okay. That's okay, because I'm like, wait a minute, she's 29 and she's an expert
Well,
already?
I was looking at 29. Okay, you're right. 29-year employee. Okay, I got that wrong. I was thinking, wait a second.
That's okay. I had to do a double
like
take
Dookie
myself.
Dookie Hauser here working. Okay.
Well?
They're also, okay, well, then this is even worse than we thought. Additionally, the review of her work from 1994 to 2008 is underway as well. God. So it goes back to like when I was 14.
Exactly. There it is.
The CBI emphasized that Woods violated both the agency's code of conduct and laboratory policies regarding data retention and quality control. CBI Director Chris Schaefer condemned Woods' action as an unprecedented breach of trust and pledged transparency as the agency addresses the fallout from her misconduct. In addition to ongoing criminal investigations into Woods' conduct, the CBI is conducting a comprehensive audit of all DNA analysts within the agency. The ramifications of Woods' misconduct extend beyond the CBI, as abnormalities would also be discovered in the work of another Colorado analyst, Sierra Wunsch, who was terminated from the Weld County Sheriff's Office following the revelations. Weld County spokesperson Melissa Sheshmore confirmed that Wunsch is under criminal investigation for her conduct. The labs where Woods and Wunsch worked are separate. They are interconnected through casework and partnerships, highlighting broader concerns about the oversight and quality control measures with forensic laboratories. You can't alter DNA. That's mm-hmm. the thing. But there are very strict protocols that are needed when you're testing this sort of stuff. So it's not contaminated. So it's not this or that. So I do wonder, I guess, if things were just completely omitted, you got some issues there. But what on earth has she done and why?
Wow.
I mean, she couldn't have been connected personally to like every case from 94 to today. I don't know what this is or why one would do something like this. I mean, is it just kind of one of those things where like, look, the procedure calls for you to handle it this way, and then you got to put it over here in this type of, container or what, and I'm very speaking like a layman, and then you got to seal it here and put it there, and maybe she skipped a step or something, or I don't know. That's like, I would imagine that this, because she is a CBI employee, that there'd be cases from all over the state of Colorado that would have gone through her office when it came to DNA testing over the last 30 years.
How many people do you think might be incarcerated because of an anomaly that could have vindicated them?
Or free.
And she effed this up.
Or they're free, too.
Right.
I mean, you really could have it both ways, quite honestly. And it's another thing where people are going to question DNA research and technology. Where it's like, when it's done correctly, it is insanely accurate. But when you don't have it done correctly, you put a lot of question into it, or if it should even be. I mean, if there's evidence that's tampered with at a scene, you can't usually then introduce it into a trial. So that would basically void pretty much anything that she's submitted to anything when she was asked to research it and do analysis. If she's somehow altered or tampered with it in some way, shape, or form, even if it doesn't necessarily change the outcome, if she didn't do it the correct way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a court case, too. I mean, it's one of those things where even if whatever the issues are, take, for example, Alec Murdaugh. We saw the case. We went through the case. We know what happened. We know what he's been charged with, what he's been convicted on. But it's a technicality because somebody didn't do things the right way that it almost went back for a retrial. And I think still will, quite honestly, because this is going to go to the Supreme Court. This is going to go to other courts. I still think it's going to get a retrial. But because of that, because a procedure was not followed to the book, to the letter, then that throws it up into question and can sometimes completely upend a case, completely dismiss a case. That's what Shanna Gardner is trying to argue right now. That's what Koberger is trying to argue right now, that because of some procedural issue that wasn't done correctly or they view wasn't done correctly, they want some of those things vacated or completely dismissed, which when you're talking about DNA, which is usually one of those big, strong things that convict people. Yeah.
Think about how this is going to tie up the courts, because all of these cases that went through, now some of them need to be reopened and reevaluated. It's going to tie up the court system. It's just redundancy here is just going to be phenomenal. And the cost. And will she be held accountable? Was she just an idiot who is in a very high position, or was she doing this intentionally?
And why?
Was she just not good at her job, or was she being malicious?
You know, it makes you wonder, because some people, they just get the thrill out of basically putting their, pardon the pun, putting their fingerprint on something.
Yeah.
And there really isn't a whole lot of rhyme or reason to it other than their ego. And they want to kind of feel like, I had a part in this, or I controlled this, or I controlled that. So if she was paying attention to what she was looking at, where these the DNA samples came from, of what the cases were for, she was trying to manipulate those sort of situations. That's even scarier.
You know, you hear about these surgeons every now and then that carve their initials into their patients.
Oh, God.
Have you heard about that? It's just horrible.
Yeah.
That's what this reminds me of.
It's like a control thing.
I'm going to put my little mark on this case.
Wow. Well, she certainly has. And I'm sure will lead to many, 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 many episodes of our program.
Right.
In the near future.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, Uso? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.